from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Congressional District 2 U.S. Representative Yvette Harrell of New Mexico did not support efforts to remove President Donald Trump from office before his term ends next week. On Tuesday night, Yvette texted me to say that the vote was to have Vice President Mike Pence invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. She said, "I voted against it." However, the other House representatives approved a resolution, 223-205, urging Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment. He refused to do so. And so the House is now moving towards impeachment procedures against Trump, which could begin today. A new political party is on the horizon, and it could possibly debut on the inauguration day of President-elect Joe Biden. It's called the Patriots Party, and Cowboys for Trump founder Coy Griffin will be a member of
it. We're fixing to kick it off, and all these rhinos that you can't tell the difference between them and a Democrat, they're all going to be sitting in the same boat. Patriots, if they're Democrat or Republican, those that love life, love our country, and love freedom and individual liberties, we might see the emergence of it sooner than later. I think there's a new page, there's a new party on the rise, brother, and it may be here before the 20th.
With less than a week away from the anticipated start of high school varsity sports beginning its workouts here in New Mexico, athletes, coaches, and athletic directors are on pins and needles, hoping that Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will allow sports competition. In October, she pulled the rug from under athletic competition just days before the volleyball and cross-country seasons were about to begin. Lovington High School Athletic Director Robert Areola says that
we're still in limbo. We're still waiting on the governor to give us the go or not. It's fair that she lets us know. Really, for the kids, they're the ones that are really being affected by this.
Telephone and Data Systems, better known as TDS, donated $5,000 for beautification efforts in the city of Carlsbad. Public Information Officer for the city of Carlsbad, Kyle Marksteiner, tells us what the money will be used for.
I think the city is going to use that towards the renovations in what we call the Upper Beach area. That's the area kind of right in front of the water park there, adding gazebos, adding new trees to the area.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.